quickly go with me to John 11:42. Come on, you are testifying to your neighbor. Praise is what I do. Why I praise him is because I have a promise. I may not have the proof as of yet, but I got a promise. And as long as I got a promise, you ought to tell your neighbor, neighbor, wave your finger at him. It said, neighbor, as long as I got a promise. As long as I got a promise. Woo! Yeah. Everything gonna work out for my good. I got a promise. Whoa! I got a promise. Come on, you want to write in the chat. I got a promise. Come on, I need you to write it. That's right. I got a promise. Just in case you didn't know about it, you got a promise too. Just in case nobody told you. You got a promise too. Hey! Glory to God. I got a promise. Oh! Yes. 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 I got a promise. Whoa! Hallelujah. I got a promise. I don't know about you, but just to think about, I got a promise. I may not got the proof, but the reason why I praise the way I praise it, the reason why I glorify the way I glorify it, the reason why I got a promise. You ought to run down your row and tell your neighbor, I got a promise. Neighbor, you got a promise. Hey! Whoa! My. Glory to God. Glory to God. Quickly if you can. Go with me to John 11:42. Sound man, if you could, just give me a little more in my monitor, please. If you could. I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this. I'm gonna do the best I can. I don't know. Thank you, preacher. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Told you. Ay. Hey. I got a promise. Everything gonna work out, I got a promise. Everything gonna work out, I got a promise. Everything gonna turn around, I got a promise. The darkness is gonna fade away. I got a promise. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Oh, ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I got a promise. Come on, John 11 and 42 says, John 11 and 42, the gospel according to John says this. I knew that you always hear me. Thank you. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, so that they may believe you sent me. After Jesus had said this, he called out in a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And the man who had been dead, ay, ay, ay. And the man who had been dead came out with his hands and his feet bound in strips of linen, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Unwrap him and let him go, Jesus told them. Brothers and sisters, just for a few minutes of your time, Holy Spirit, speak through us, preach through us. Your presence is already here. We know you're going to deliver. We know you're going to set free. Speak through me, God, as a learned man, and I'll give you glory and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. While you're pulling your neighbor down on your seat, tell your neighbor, I have a testimony. Tell your neighbor, I have a testimony. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. Come on, tell your neighbor, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. I need you to tell your neighbor with your sanctified voice, you know that voice that's been with you a long time. Say, neighbor, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. If you can write that in the chat for me, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. I'm telling you, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. My brothers and sisters, we just didn't get saved just to go to church. We got saved to be in the kingdom that will represent us, and in return, we will represent and represent him in his return. We got saved to be able to live a life that says, I'm a kingdom citizen, not just a church person. Can I tell you that the kingdom of God is much larger than just the church? If you allow me to prophesy to you, I would tell you that there's going to be a shift in your life, and there's going to be an emphasis on taking territory in the world's systems and to show the superiority of the word of God that's operating in your life, so that you and I are not those who just go to church, but those who are a living result of our faith and the demonstration of our God. I think some of you may have missed that. Let me go back and just rewind it, just to take for a second. Rewind the tape and says this. We got saved to be in the kingdom that will represent us, and in return, I will represent and represent him and his return. We got saved to be able to live a life that says I'm a kingdom citizen, not just a church person. And if you will allow me to prophesy to you one more time and to tell you, there is going to be a shift in your life, that there is going to be an emphasis on taking territory that once was stolen from you in this world system, and to show the superiority of the word of God that is in operation in your life, so that you and I are not those who just go to church, but those who are living the results of our faith, living the results of the demonstration of God in our lives. My brothers and my sisters, we are part of a spiritual system that is under the rule and the voice of God, that will allow his voice to demonstrate the gospel of Jesus Christ. For he is the good news. This good news is that you and I have been given an opportunity to show forth the value and the worth of God through you. That's why the adversary don't like you. That's why the adversary don't want you to have anything from God. Why? Because he knows you have been anointed, not just anointed, but anointed to win. You ought to tell your neighbor, I'm just not anointed. I'm anointed to win. And my testimony will be, I don't know how he did it, But I sure know he did. I need you to write that down and go get your smartphone and take a home screen picture and take a shot of it. I need you to write it down in your chat. I need you to write it down somewhere and take a picture of it. And that's going to be your testimony going forward. I don't know how he did it, but I sure know he did. Is there anybody in the room today that can just look back over their life and begin to testify and say, I don't know how God did it, but I sure know he did. And I know it was him, because without him, my life would be sinking. Without him, my life is like a ship without a sail. Without him, I can do nothing. But with him, all things are possible. The Bible says that all things are possible with him. Why? Because he is my strength. Hallelujah. Strength like none other. I don't mean to be songy, but the Bible says, encourage your brother and your sister with hymns and spiritual songs that would encourage them and let them know that God is with them. So let me sing this song for you. Our God will never, ever forsake you. Our God will never, ever leave you. And without him, hallelujah, I can do nothing. Hallelujah, because the Bible lets me know that he is everything I need. The Bible lets me know he is my everything. He is my strength. He is my salvation. He is my God. He is my director. He is the compass of my way. And because he's the compass of my way, he is my wheel in the middle of a wheel. I got a testimony. I don't know how he did it, but I sure know that he did. Lord, can we talk for a quick minute? I just want to say your name. And Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, do not do it without us. We sing that song oftentimes, but I'm very serious about what's going on in this last, before these last 70 days of the year. God, that whatever you're doing in this season, please do not do it without me. Matter of fact, the song says, can I talk to you for a minute? I just want to say your name, because your name to me will testify of the goodness and the glory of God that is revealed and yet to be revealed in my life. You tell your neighbor, to revealed and yet to be revealed in my life. Why do I keep saying to be? Because the Bible tells me in Jeremiah that he foreknew us to what? To be. And God wants you to know you're going to be what? A living testimony, a living sacrifice, a living thing to God. You're going to know that God has been there for you all the time. You're going to have a testimony, because before you leave this earth, sometime or another, your mouth is going to have to open up and say, you know what? The Lord has been good to me. In the text, this is a popular text over the years. This character over the years have been a very popular text. It has been the subject of many conferences, subject of many conferences, subject of many church messages, subject of many messages that God will have you bring out and let you know that he is with you. And we find today in our text that there was a reach out to Jesus, that we need you to come, Jesus, because I can defend you, Jesus, because you came to Jairus' rescue. You came to the centurion soldier's rescue. You healed the man who couldn't even get in the house by himself, and his four friends had to bust a roof open and drop him down right in front of you, and you healed the man there. But I need you. Hallelujah. I need you. But can I tell you, because I know you are able. We all know you're able. The message to Jesus was, can you come? Whether he had a text message, whether he had any kind of way to get there, somebody said, Jesus, we need you to come. But can I tell you, sometime Jesus comes late on purpose. See, purpose is on assignment in your life. Jesus shows up late, and he's never been late. Anytime they ask you to come, somebody said, Jesus, can you come? He said, okay, I'll come right now. And he said, no, don't come. And he said, Jesus, I'll come right now. He told Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house tonight, and he showed up. He told the blind man, I'm coming that way. He showed up. Every time they asked you to come, he showed up. But for the first time in his gospel career, the first time in his messaging, and the first time he was late for a revival. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was late. And when he showed up, the preacher showed up. When he showed up, the lady was upset with him, because she said, Jesus, do you remember me? I was the one that washed your feet with my tears. I was the one that went through all that to get to you. Don't you remember me, Jesus said, and she was mad at Jesus, but her sister was even more so mad because she said, Jesus, your Lazarus, who you love, he is sick. And this kind of baffled my mind, because usually people who you love, you try to get there on time. You try to be there for them. You try to make sure that you can make everything all right for them. Why? Because I love them, but sometimes God's love will love you late. Can I tell you, sometimes God's love will love you later than what you think. Because one day my wife and I, we was talking, and we was like, you know, the children. And then she said something. She said, you know what, Tony, they may not thank you now, but they're going to sure thank you later. Sometimes love gets thanked later. So here is Jesus. Jesus is there, and Martha runs out to him and said, Martha, and I'm almost finished right now. And she said, Martha, promising her. And Martha goes at Jesus. She began to fuss at Jesus. And the disciple wanted to grab her and tell her, who are you fussing at? But Jesus said, go ahead and fuss at me. Go ahead. Because sometimes God will let you vent. Verse 6, that's why he said, see, this thing we've been taught wrong. Somebody says, we can't go to God any kind of way. And it's not. But he understands. We got to know. That's why he said, come boldly before the throne of grace. Why? He understands. Can I say that to you? I need you to understand that. He understands you. You don't got to go to him and say, oh, holy thou God Almighty of the crowneth of the earth, and thy crowneth thy sky with wisdoms, and thou walketh in the cloud of day, and the splendor of thy night walketh with thee. You don't have to say it to God. He understands who you are. You can just be raw with God and say, God, look here. I don't know. Hallelujah. I don't know no great accolades. I don't know no great big words. All I know is I need your help. That's why I like about the old folks, the old church, the first generation church, the old generation church. Why? Oh, they didn't have all this fancy stuff. All they knew is how to say, Lord, I need your help and glory. All they say is one word, power, power, Lord. That's all they would have. And somehow or another, something started rucking in the room. Somehow or another, something drops into place. Because all they had was one word, power, power, Lord. And they said, no, Lord, if that's all I got, I'm going to use it to the best of my ability. So here we find Martha. Martha's fussing at God. But when she began to fuss at God, she went from fussing to confessing. She went from fussing to confession. She was telling God, first of all, she told Jesus, where was you at? I sent you a text message and I told you way before this event even happened. And if you would have been here, my brother would not be dead. If you would have been here, this would have not happened. If you would not have been here, but she said, but now that you're here, I still know God hears you. She went from fussing to worship. My brother says, sometime in your life, you got to go from fussing at God and complaining to God to worshiping God. She said, first of all, God, where was you at? But then she went from where was you at to I still know that because you're here, you can do the impossible. I still know because you're here that my brother would be alive. And she paused for the cause and began to worship him and began to say, wait a minute, because you're here, things could change right now. Jesus told Martha, I didn't come for you to experience the, oh my God, I love him. And Martha told Jesus, she said, no, Jesus, but I expect him to rise in the resurrection. Jesus said, no, baby. You just spoke faith, and faith works now. Since you said, I know, did you hear? He can still live. Well, faith is now faith, is the substance of things hoped for, and the end of things not seen. And now that I'm in your face, we don't got to wait till the resurrection. We don't got to wait till you get to heaven to experience this. You can experience heaven right now. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, all year long, ever since I believe July, June, God has been saying, heaven going to touch your earth. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, whenever God is talking to us like that, I must declare unto you and decree unto you and make a prophetic announcement unto you that heaven is going to touch your earth sooner than you think. I'll say it one more time for those maybe in the back room and those who may be playing on their phones. I want you to know heaven is going to touch your earth sooner than what you think. Matter of fact, I want you to touch your neighbor on the shoulder and tell your neighbor, heaven is going to touch your earth sooner than you think. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And so here, Martha says to Jesus, I know he will rise in the resurrection. But wait a minute, Jesus told Martha, I am, hallelujah, the resurrection. Martha, you don't even know Martha, baby girl, you know me, but you don't really know me. Glory to God. Here stands before you. I know you know the man, but do you know the Christ? Say, brothers and sisters, we know the man, but do you know the Christ? Because with Christ, it is impossible. With man, it is impossible. But with Christ, all things are possible. Why? Because he is the anointed and the anointed one. So Mary told Martha, Mary said to her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. But then he asked, do you believe this? And she said, yes, Lord, I believe. And he said, okay, since you believe, let me pray to God. And then Jesus began to pray to God. He said, God, I know you hear me when I pray. That's a very good statement right there. If I go anywhere, I would like to stop right there. Jesus, I know you hear me when I pray. My brothers and my sisters, that's a place where you got to know that when you pray to God, he heareth you. According to 3 John 3:14, 15, and 16, when you pray, he says, when you pray, in this we have the confidence, knowing that he hears us. And if you know he hears you, you can have the very petition that is set before him. And here is Jesus. Jesus said, oh, I know you hear me when I pray. And he said, Father, I need you to glorify. Hallelujah. I need you to show yourself mighty, and I need you to show yourself strong. And when he did that, he walked right up to the tomb. And when Jesus walked to the tomb, he said, Lord, before I do that, I want you to benefit the people. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to benefit the people so they may believe that you had sent me. And Jesus said this, he called out in a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And my brother said, I want you to know, my brother, I believe God is calling you to come forth. I believe God's calling you out of your dead spaces. I believe God's calling you out of places that you have been put in and locked behind the boulder. Because a lot of times you've been put places and you still got some life in you. You've been put places. And Jesus said something that's so powerful in the text. He said, show me where you laid him. He said, show me where you put it down. Show me where you gave up on your dream. Show me where you gave up on that project. Show me where you quit on them kids. Show me. Take me to the very spot where you quit, where you laid it down. And he said when he got to the spot where they laid it down, he opened his mouth. And that's, oh, I love that part. He opened his mouth. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, Lazarus, come out. And the Bible says that Lazarus started hopping. Could you imagine that? If you would see, good God Almighty, a dead man came out walking. And then he couldn't even walk. He was tied up by his feet, tied up by his hands, and tied around his mouth. My brother says, what a way, because out of your mouth shall come the glories of God. So they had a dead man. His mouth was tied up. And God said, you got to take down the thing. He said, but you got to let him go. Not he going to let him go. You got to let him go. Sometimes somebody has put something around, has muzzled your mouth. Somebody has muzzled your praise. Somebody has told you that God wasn't what he said he was. And because of this, or your situation had, or your storms in life had convinced you that God wasn't who he was. So you muzzled your mouth. You stopped talking about the goodness of God. You start speaking well about God. You stop saying that God can deliver and God will set free. Can I make an announcement to you? All you got to do is keep stuffing the envelope of heaven, because the more you stuff the envelope of heaven with your words of adoration, with your words of praise, with your words of generation, God, you're going to see God move in your life. When you stop, hallelujah, talking, hallelujah, because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord do what? Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord do what? say so. And when you stop saying so, the enemy can keep you. They can keep you locked up. But then not only did they have his mouth locked up, they had his hands locked up. Why? Because the works of thy hand, oh my God, my hands will praise thee. My hands will praise thee. Why? Because what I touch, glory to God, what you have allowed me to touch. And the Bible says they wrapped his feet. In other words, oh my God, my wife always says, I feel a dance climbing up my feet. Why? They want to wrap your feet up. Why? Because the righteous man's steps are ordered by the Lord. And anytime they can wrap your feet up, they can get you from being, or they can get you off the path of being a righteous man. But when your feet become unwrapped, when your hand become unwrapped, when your mouth become unwrapped, you're going to have a testimony and you're going to say, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. I need you one last time, and I'm getting out of here now. I need you one last time to go touch your neighbor and touch him on the shoulder real good and tell your neighbor, neighbor, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. And I'm telling you, one day, the old song says, one day when I was lost, he died up on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. Why? Because it reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day shall never lose its power. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. One day when I was lost by myself on the backside of a mountain, God spoke a word to me and told me, get to the church. And when I got to the church, the mother was praying, and I got to the altar. And when I got to the altar, the Lord said, lay your hands upon him. And when they laid the hands upon me, something in my life changed. So I heard a song say, I went to a meeting one night and my heart wasn't right, but something got a hold of me. And when it got a hold of me, the things I used to do, I don't do no more. The place I used to go, I don't go no more. The things I desire, I don't desire them no more. Why? Something got a hold of me. And because something got a hold of me, I have a testimony that I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. My brothers and my sisters, I don't know how we come this far, but I know one thing, I know he did it. I don't know how we keep on going. I know one thing, I know he did it. Every time I look around, there's a blessing around the corner. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. But I know he did. You ought to tell your neighbor, I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. But the best part about it, the good news from heaven, is not only did he did it, he's going to keep on doing it. That's the best news from heaven. Not only did he do it, he's going to keep on doing it. So keep on being my Savior. Keep on being my God. Keep on being my Lord. Keep on reigning. Because, Lord, when you reign, everything will be all right. Keep on reigning. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep on healing. Keep on delivering. Keep on setting free. Keep on doing miracles. Keep on doing signs. Keep on doing wonders. Keep on, God. Can I tell you? You want to tell your neighbor. Neighbor, tell God. Keep on, God. Because the more you do it, the better I feel. The more you do it, the better I feel. Keep on doing what you do. Don't stop now on my account. Don't stop now because I may not understand. Don't stop now. Keep on doing what you're doing. Lord, Lord, please keep on doing what you're doing. Don't stop now. Keep loving me. Keep covering me. Show your light upon my life. Keep on, Lord. Keep anointing me. Keep giving me joy. Keep giving me peace. Keep giving me love. Thank you, Lord. Keep on doing what you're doing. I may not understand. Keep on, Lord. Keep on loving me. Keep on, Lord. Keep on believing in me. Yes, Lord. Keep on, Lord. Keep believing me. Keep on, Lord. Keep leading me. Keep on, Lord. Keep guiding me. Keep on, Lord. Keep shielding me. Keep on, Lord. Yes. Yes. Keep on, Lord. Keep on, Lord. Because the more you keep on, it's an indication that you love me. You love me indeed. You want to tell your neighbor, neighbor, I know that God loves me. And because he loves me, I love him back. Keep on being a strong God. Keep on being a loving God. Keep on being a kind God. Keep on being a strong God. Keep on being a loving God. Keep on being faithful God. Keep on being. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Keep on doing what you do. Tell your neighbor for the very last time. Tell your neighbor. Keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. Because if God keep keeping, I can keep keeping. If God keep keeping on, I'm gonna keep on. I heard the songwriter said, I'm gonna keep on seeing. I believe I'll keep on seeing what the end is gonna be. I'm gonna keep. Yes, I will. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Keep on being God. 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 Don't stop yet. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Don't stop on my account. Keep on being God. I'll catch up. You'll come back and get me. Keep on being God. I don't give up. Keep on being God. I'm gonna trust you. Keep on being God. I'ma thank you. Keep on being God. I'll praise you. Keep on being God. I don't know how you did it, but I sure know you did. And the good news is that it don't stop. That it don't stop. The good news is that it don't stop. And because he's keep on being God. Because he keeps on being God. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler going up from the depths of my soul. But excuse me if I act funny or a little strange. But there's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. I'll say it one more time for you in the back row. There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler going up from the depths of my soul. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me if I look a little giddy or even strange. There's a praise. Yes, it is. On the inside that I can't keep to myself. Hallelujah. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. This is the testimony of the believer. And the Lord said, tell the believer, you're going to find out that I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than you can ask for things. I'm able. Yes, I am. I'm able. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Hey, I feel some moving. He's able. You ought to run down your road and tell somebody. You ought to get on the chat and tell somebody. He's able. He's able. Keep on being God. Keep on being God. Keep on being God. Keep on being God. It ain't that bad. My life, your life, ain't that bad. Keep on being God. Because it could have went another way. But because he's God, he didn't let see fit to let none of these things be. Every day by his power, he keep on blessing me. I gotta say it one more time. it could have went the other way, but he didn't see fit. I like saying that, but he didn't see fit to let none of these things be. Every day, new mercies I see. Every day, new kindness I witness. Every day, new grace I see. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Every day. Wow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Keep on raining, keep on raining, keep on raining, keep on raining. Rain, God. Spread your wings. Spread yourself out. Take your place. Sit on us, God. Rain, God. He's able. He's able. He's able. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I don't know how he did it, but I know he does. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did. He keeps on raining. He keeps on raining. He keeps on raining. And tell your neighbor, neighbor, it's not over yet. Oh my God, can I say that? It's not over. It's not over yet. Can I tell you that it's not over yet? Was that church out here, you run down your neighbor, touch him and put your hand on their shoulder and tell him it's not over yet. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. Weeping may endure for a night. But I heard the Bible say, what Bible you talking about? I'm talking about the BLBLE. It's just a book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the BIBLE, and the BIBLE tells me it's not over, that my ladder shall be greater. Yes, it will. I gotta tell you, and I'm trying to go, but I feel the Holy Ghost power. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. The BIBLE tells me that God reigns. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Keep on raining. Keep on raining. Keep on raining, keep on raining, keep on raining. The BIBLE is just a book for me. I stand upon the word of God, the BIBLE. And the Bible tells me that as long as he is on the throne, his train will fill the temple. Brothers and sisters, can I tell you something, brothers and sisters? I'm done. If this message has impacted you in any way, shape, or form, if this message has blessed you any way, shape, or form, we're getting ready to give our tithe and offer. We're going to let you go home. There's our ways to give on the screen. There's our ways to give on the screen. I want to tell you something, all you that's watching, that the believers, you're getting ready to see the hand of the Lord in such a way. Today, all the songs we're singing, we're talking about the hand of the Lord. Even this message was the hand of the Lord. I don't know how he did it, but I know he did.